Physical punishment cleanses away evil. Such discipline purifies the heart. Today's verse sounds quite strong. Physical punishment cleanses away evil. Such discipline purifies the heart. And many people think like exercise is physical punishment. So hard to do. But it is so important to get out, perhaps to go for a walk, to go for a run, or it could be in your house to exercise. But exercise, and like I said, some people will call it physical punishment, is good for the soul. When we go through difficult times, perhaps, or when we're stressed, when we got anxiety, it is exercise, and it's proven scientifically as well that just getting out for a brisk walk or maybe more rigorous exercise actually helps relieve that stress, to get away from what the symptoms of our body are going through. It helps purify the heart. It's something that we don't necessarily think of doing. The first thing that we should do if we are in those states is first to pray to God, to give those things over to Him. But it's also good to put ourselves through that exercise. It's good to, dependent on how much we can do it, it will always be dependent on how our physical body is. But it's always good to do exercise, always good for the heart, always good for the soul, always good to help to live a longer life for the glory of God, to make sure that we are moving regularly, to keep our bodies physically active, to keep us supple. It's so important, and so no wonder they call it, as I said, physical punishment, because it can feel quite hard, and we can feel, and I know, and I've been through it many times, that I just don't want to exercise. I don't want to exercise. I don't want to get out there. It's too cold, or it's too hot, or I just can't be bothered, or I haven't got time, or I should have done it this morning and it's too late now to do it. And, you know, but actually, when I battle through those things and I actually do that exercise, even if it's going for a walk, I always feel so much better. The other thing is, when we get outside as well, and I do exercise in the house, but when I get outside into God's creation and I'm breathing that fresh air, when I'm seeing the beauty of God's creation, that also helps. It's also just being outside of buildings, which we make and we artificially light and we artificially heat sometimes, into God's natural world. And that's going to just naturally be good for us as well. So it not only helps us relieve stress and anxiety, it helps keep us fit, it helps keep us supple, and it also helps things like our heart, keeps our heart strong, keeps our lungs strong. So even though the writer in Proverbs says physical punishment, let's take that and remember that it is exercise. It's not punishment, because it is actually so good for us, for our body, mind and soul. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us the ability to move and enjoy your creation. Lord, help us in those times where we just want to say, I don't want to. Help us and remind us of the benefits of, as the writer of Proverbs says, physical punishment. Amen.